Hello, everybody.
Just kidding. In the morning, this is Dame Tanya coming to you from New York City. And I was actually wanted to try out this new paradigm for the stream. And I was inspired by Rhino the Bearded with his amazing pyromaniac story, because I had had some similar experiences with that, which I'm just going to tell you about quickly. I'll try to keep this brief, although I do tend to ramble. So there you go. Back when I was pretty young, this is the less interesting story, but it'll just give you a little background. When I was about 9, 10 years old, whatever, one of the neighborhood kids came upon an M80, and instead of just setting it off like a normal kid would do, decided to give it to these other kids, who decided to take it apart and take the gunpowder or whatever the fuck is inside those things and make a pipe bomb out of it, out of a flashlight, a metal flashlight case. And I was there when they set it off, and it went boom. And so, yes, like Rhino the Bearded, ended up getting shipped off to the hospital. But fortunately, I just had like a tiny little burn over my eye. It was nothing serious, and learned a lesson, but yeah, it was not too pleasant. But then once I was in high school, I hung out with this group of people. Our clique was the oddball weirdo geeks. And of course, there were several pyromaniacs in this group. Myself was not one of them, probably because of this previous experience. But I would say that the most pyromaniac one was our friend Mike. And they would actually like compete with each other to see like how high they of a flame they could get out of a Bic lighter. They would modify the Bic lighter to see like this guy Mike got a 4-foot flame, I swear, out of a Bic lighter. So anyway, at this point we were old enough to drive, and our friend Dan had this fantastic van that had a skylight in it, and he would, you know, pick us all up and drive us all to school. So one day on the way to school, we were all just, you know, going along, and Mike, of course, had his 4-foot flame Bic lighter and his packages of fireworks. And that day what he had was a pack of jumping jacks. I did have to consult the Book of Knowledge, the alternative Book of Knowledge, this in this case Google, not Wikipedia, because I couldn't remember what they were called. But so he had this pack of jumping jacks, which are basically like, it looks like a pack of firecrackers. They're like little tiny things. But the thing is, when you set them off, they don't just go boom and stay in the same place. They zoom all over the place. They like really, they go off and spin around, and it's crazy. So he was planning to light this entire pack of jumping jacks at once and throw them out of the skylight, and they go zoom off into the street. Fine. However, what he did was he lit the pack of jumping jacks, and instead of throwing the jumping jacks out, he threw his favorite lighter out of the skylight, and then proceeded to be completely confused by this and dropped the pack of jumping jacks in the van. And meanwhile, we're moving. We're driving. It's like my friend Dan was driving, and of course, there was no time to do anything else, and they just went off. They went zooming all over the van. Everyone was screaming. It was just, everyone was freaking out. Thankfully, we didn't run off the road. No one was injured, and we ended up recovering. But the funniest part of this story was our friend Mike, who is the one who had orchestrated this catastrophe, had a favorite jean jacket, which was sitting on the floor in the van. So, you know, once everything calmed down and like everything's cool, okay, we're still alive, everything is great, he puts his jacket on. And suddenly, like, each one of us started looking at him in succession, because there was smoke coming off of him. And what had happened is one of the jumping jacks landed on his favorite jean jacket, and was in the pocket of his jean jacket and was burning a hole through it. So that was the payback. It's like he caused a complete catastrophe, but his favorite jean jacket was never the same. Thank you very much, everybody. This has been Dame Tanya, and hope you enjoyed my little anecdote, and hopefully see you again sometime. Bye-bye.